Welcome to another one of our life-giving and life-changing stories. Our life-giving and life-changing stories are about our life's journey and our experiences along the way. You'll hear from people who have agreed to share about one of their life events, a life event that was life-giving and life-changing. We thank you for listening and joining us on this journey.
My name is Rico Zeta Adams. Let's see, where to begin is the question. I done been through a lot in my life. I done been through molestation. I done been through physical, mental abuse and all that. And it never changed who I was or how I perceived life, because things happen and you just gotta keep going with it. And as I was growing up, all I ever heard was, God don't give you more than you can handle. And he's in a situation with you even when you don't think he's in a situation with you. See, and me, I have trust issues now, but I'm working on that, because everybody that I did trust is the ones who really is the ones who hurt me. So it's like, I can't trust this person or that person. I never had a close relationship with my mom. We still bump heads now, but I still never turn my back on my mom, because you only get one set of parents and you gotta take it and you gotta keep going with it, because if you look at how they are, you can change your situation. Some people gotta be the curse breaker, the chain breaker, however you wanna say it, to make things differently. So my sister follows the way my mom go. Me, I said I'm going to be different from what my mom did, how she raised us, how she looked at things and things like that, because I don't want my kids to see what I seen. I don't want my kids to go through what I went through. Even if it made me stronger, it still took away some things inside of me where I had to literally rebuild myself. And I didn't know that I was as broken as I was until I came to Parkway. And that was 4 years ago, and it's like, since in this 4 year span, I done learned a whole lot about myself that I didn't never knew. I didn't know I was helping people with what I was going through. Like, I talk about my story, but don't talk about it, you know. But I done met a lot of people who went through a lot of things that I've been through. So it's like, look, if I can make it through this, you can make it through this. So we got this. It's not nobody else that can hold your hand. You just got to be like, look, it's my life. I got to take it back over. If I don't take it over, I'm going to just fall into the dust. And I'm a bad statistic like everybody else. I was always told, oh, you're never going to make it in life. You're going to have so many kids, all these baby daddies. I got one baby daddy, 3 children. I graduated out of 8th grade. I graduated out of high school. I got some college experience behind my name. And me and my kids' bond couldn't be no stronger than I could ask for. And they are the reason why I keep on moving forward, because if I lose sight of them, I lose sight of a lot of things. And I did have a child young. I was 18. Didn't graduate yet. Was about to graduate. Like, how am I finna do this? I can't even take care of myself. How I'm going to take care of a child? But when he gave me my daughter, and that's my first child, he gave me love. When he gave me my son in 2007, he gave me peace. And when he gave me my baby in 2013, he gave me joy. And that's what I see inside of my kids. As you know, I get older, and that's exactly what they give me to keep on moving on in life. So it's like, you know, it's not what you go through, it's how you get through it. Because your struggle and your battle is your strength at the end. It gives you the wisdom and the knowledge that you need to move on so that you can help somebody else, or at least help yourself. Because when you start realizing who you are and the things that you've been through and how you got through it, you realize it's a lot about you. Like, it didn't kill me, it made me stronger. I can handle this situation a lot better than the first time when I handled it. I can, you know, look at it like, oh, well, I done made it through this. It's not nothing but a walk on the ice. That means I missed a step the first time. So now I'm on another step this time. So let me see what I went wrong with the first time I went through it. And even if I got to keep going through it, that means that it's something different in this situation I'm supposed to get out of it. So it's up to me to learn this direction and listen to where I'm going and how I'm trying to get there. And just don't quit. I never been a quitter. And then when I came here, I found out the meaning of my name, which means victorious over and over. Oh, so that gave me something to think about, like, and I started thinking about everything I've been through, and I'm like, no wonder I came out of that, because the calling on my life was from the moment I was born, and he made it where I'm gonna be victorious. He made it where I'm not like my family. I'm the outsider. When people look at it like I'm the black sheep, sometimes that's not a bad thing to be, because it's something great inside of you and different inside of you that nobody else can have or do, or you the one who is supposed to change the frames of how everything go. If your family is one that had kids young, maybe you can change that in your child. Like, look, I understand you're going to go out here and do this and this, this and this, but just make sure you think before you do it, because look at the struggle it took me to get y'all to where y'all at. You don't want to go through that same struggle. You want to have some foundation, so when you do get into this situation, because kids ain't cheap, you can be able to do what you got to do. And my niece and my daughter and them, they look at it and they like, you know what, you're right. They was like, and they look at the kids that's in the family that's younger than them, that helps them to, you know, understand, like, yeah, it takes too much, I don't have the patience for it, I would rather do it this way than do it that way. And like, we wasn't installed with the hugs and the kisses kind of love. We was installed, well, I love you, but you know why I do this, and that's not the way I tell my kids. I get them hugs, I get them kisses, I let them know everything's gonna be better. I encourage them, like, no matter what you're going through, we all gonna get through this. If you can't find a way, pray on it. I pray for you so that you can know how to pray for this situation, so you can come out in a different situation, a different outcome. But don't let this take away who you are, because then you're going to hold on to it and you're going to resent people. You got to forgive people in order to keep on moving on. You may not forget at that point in time, but in reality, when you truly forgive someone, everything that they did started not even being a memory or anything. You only hold on to the lessons that you learned from it, instead of holding on to the pain that they caused you. That means that you're going to treat people different because you didn't like the way that was. I don't treat people the way that they treat me. If I did, a lot of people probably wouldn't like me, but I would rather show them the love and everything, because that's another thing that was installed. Treat people how you want to be treated, even if they don't treat you as such. There's going to be somebody that will treat you the way that you treat others. And everything don't always come from the people that's in your circle. You got outside help that's better than the inside help. I never was raised by the women in my family because none of them was going on the right path, but I always had inspirational women that was around me that I looked up to, and I, you know, grasped a lot of things that they were showing me and telling me, and the way that they lived and things like that. I didn't hold that against my parents because, like I said, they had bad outcomes of their childhood, but that's not the way you should have raised your children. I grew up faster than a lot of kids. By the time I was 9 years old, I could cook, I could clean, I could grocery shop, I could go washing. And I got 6 brothers and sisters behind me. I'm the oldest of 7. So it's like, that's something, and I just was telling my daughter last night, like, y'all know I cook a lot of food at one time. She said, yeah. I said, that's because I've never been nowhere where it was a small people. I say, I got a family of 4, but I still cook like we're a family of 20. And that's like, you know, I'm trying to wean back from doing that. She was like, we waste a lot of food because you do that. I'm like, it's just a habit, because this is how I started doing everything. I say we never had our own. We always lived with somebody. My mama had 6 kids that she had with her. So when she got them 6 kids, this person got 3 kids, this person got 2 kids, 5 kids. So that's like 25 kids in one house and everybody got to eat. I'm like, so this is how it is. I say going grocery shopping, I don't go in none shop small. I shop in bulk. I used to resent my mom for me growing up faster than I had to, but then when I realized them all life skills that I need to have and I don't have to depend on nobody, she taught me my independence before it was time for me to know my independence. But by the time I got independent, I knew which way to go and how to do it. What I was dwelling on is what I thought I didn't know, but in reality, I knew more than I needed to know. And I went out here, I take on the world. Every day is a struggle, but as long as you get through that struggle, I don't live for tomorrow. I don't live for yesterday. I live for today because tomorrow isn't promised. And if I'm not here, I got to make sure my kids are straight and that ain't nobody just telling them anything and everything. And they can be able to take life struggles and be able to move past it instead of them holding on to it and standing in that one designated spot when you got way more life to live than what you're going through right now. So at the end of the day, that'll be taken care of. It might not need to be done now. And I teach them that and they learn it and they like, okay. And they show me like, you inspire us. I'm like, y'all inspire me more than y'all think. But I didn't know I was connecting with my kids with the way I was doing things. Also, my nieces and nephews, like, I see the way that there is in their household, but I don't bring that to my household because if I show y'all different, then y'all gonna see both sides. So if y'all see both sides, y'all gonna take on to the side that connects with you more, where you will go out here and be like, look, okay, I was raised in a house and this is what was going on, but I also know my auntie shows me this way or that way and I'm gonna go this way instead of going backwards. So that's why I say, like, the chain breaker, the curse breaker, somebody who break that line, like, make these kids want to get more out of life instead of just staying at a standstill. Oh, I'm basic anyway. No, you're never basic. And like I tell my kids when they get bad grades, you better than this. You are above this. And I know this because you done already showed me this. So for you to say this is all you can do, this is not all you can do, because you can always do more. Even if you're at 100%, you can do more than that 100%, because there's more inside of you that needs to keep going. You got more inside of you than you think you got inside of you. Don't stop at what you think you know. Stop at what, just keep going. Like I tell them, every day you learn something new. I learn something every day. I love the fact that I do that. And I teach them what I know. I talk to them about that day. How's your day? What's teacher did this or things like that. Okay, so why did the teacher, you know, things like that, to get down into it and show them what they actually went wrong in the situation. Because kids never think I went wrong, but you did, and you could have went about it in this way and that way, and they learn from that and it makes them a better person. So everything I done been through in life, I don't let it hold me back. I let it keep on making me move forward. I look at it sometimes, yeah, I wish I had better encouragement or things like that, but I gave myself more encouragement than the next person, so maybe that encouragement wasn't going to be genuine as it is inside of me. So just keep pushing and keep on going, because you never know what life has to hand you, and you never know what you are handing in life. They say make your mark and make sure your mark is made in the way that you want to be perceived after life. And I make my mark so that I know when it's my time to go, I'm not going to have a lot of bad things said about me. I have more good things said about me than I realize. And I done lost everybody that was close to me, but they are even more closer to me in my way because they're my angels. And I know they are, and I know who it is, because you can get that feeling, that vibe, or that smell or something of that person and the situation that it is. And all I can do is just keep going forward, because going back ain't gonna take me nowhere. Thinking about yesterday ain't gonna solve the problems of today.
Well, you have lived up to your name. Victory, victorious,
over and over.
And over and over.